Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And I get the opportunity, Dave, to talk to our Honorable Joe Cece, Alberta Minister of Finance, and ask some of the questions that you listeners have been coming to me about. Some of our clients have been asking me about my thoughts. Well, I can't answer all those questions. I might as well just go to the guy who can. So, Honorable Cece, thank you for joining us on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for calling. It's great to be on the show again.
Yeah, we had you out last year. We're going to hopefully bring you out every year going forward. So I want to kind of just jump right into it. Let's just get the question everybody's asking about. We know we're going to have an election. We want to know what the platform will be from your party. How about you give us a bit of an insight on that one?
Sure. Well, on the election, absolutely, we're going to be having an election. The Premier has indicated she'll be following the law in Alberta, and it says during a 90-day period there has to be a provincial election every fourth year. And this is the fourth year, and so it will take place sometime between March 1st and May 31st. That I can tell you for sure. And when she decides, Premier Notley decides to call the election, everybody, and I'm sure in Alberta will know, and your listeners as well. On platform, you know, it's going to be similar to what we do, and we have shored up infrastructure investment throughout this province. Namely, 240 some schools have been built or modernized since we've been elected in 2015 May. We have started things like the Calgary Cancer Center, a $1.2 billion build, one of the largest building builds in this province ever by a government. That's going to continue. So the focus is on health and education, ensuring that our programs and services that vulnerable Albertans or Albertans who need government support are strong and help them get back into the workforce. These are the things that, including AISH and income supports, we've recently indexed and raised those to assist Albertans who are struggling through the recession and into recovery that we're starting to see in bits and patches throughout this province. So the platform is going to be much like the record of this government, which is supporting Albertans and growing this province so it diversifies away or including oil and gas sector and diversifies to other sectors.
That's a great point that you just made in regards to diversifying. Many questions that I get are about the pipeline. We're very frustrated in this province about what's been going on from the federal government, from the lack of support that we feel that we're getting from the federal government. I've always voiced my opinion on diversification of industries in this province. So let's start off with your take on the pipeline. Do you think things are going to be different in 2019? Will we get some resolution moving forward there? And then what about diversification of industries? What are your thoughts and what areas do you think we can bring to Alberta that maybe hasn't been here, but we've got the skills, resources, and manpower to do it?
You're right. Well, absolutely. Our government's been fighting for what matters in this province, and we're taking action on all of those things to defend Alberta jobs and get good value for our resources. That's why we're fighting to build new pipelines in this province out to Tidewater. And obviously, the federal government has purchased the existing Trans Mountain pipeline, and the decision to go forward with the expansion is with the NEB at this point in time, National Energy Board, and they plan to come back in the early spring with regard to additional refinements on that approval. So, you know, with luck and with the continued support of Albertans, we will see that NEB decision go in our Alberta's favor, not only Alberta's favor, but Canada's favor, because of the significant amount of money that is left on the table or goes to the United States and investors there and companies there that benefit from our unusually historically low value that we get back for oil. We are taking steps, of course, to look at other things in this province to diversify beyond where we're at. We need to do that, and we have taken steps to upgrade and refine our products here at home. That's still in the energy sector, but with you know, value added to the carbon molecule here in this province, we can see less pressure, hopefully, on shipping out of the province, but also getting a better price for refined products. And as you know, Faisal, we are taking steps to purchase rail cars to transport our oil to market and clear the backlog that's in this province. And we need the federal government to step up with us in that regard.
Okay. And so now, in this province, many people that I speak to, at least, or have replied back to any of my comments on radio or on social media, they have said to me, it doesn't feel like we're out of the recession. It still feels like we're in a recession. Now, I know our gross domestic product in this province is in a positive trend, so technically we're not in a recession, but it sure feels like it. One of the concerns that they have, Honorable CC, is about the tax rates and taxing. One, from business owners, is carbon tax, and from individuals, just the overall tax or the tax amount of dollars they got to pay out federally and provincially, but unfortunately it's going to come on your guys' plate as we enter into an election. What are your thoughts about the carbon tax side first? Any chances that we can get that changed or adjusted, considering it's not feeling like we're out of that recession yet?
Well, if you're talking about the federal plan to increase taxes over time, we've put that on hold for carbon. We put that on hold because of the Trans Mountain pipeline is not delivered yet. We will reconsider the $40 and $50 that the feds want to get to by, I believe it's 2022, on carbon tax if and when Trans Mountain is expanded, but it's not yet. We have, of course, the overall, we've got the lowest taxes in the country, $11.2 billion less come into this province relative to the next highest province, which I believe is BC in terms of taxation. On the carbon tax front specifically, we're at $30 a ton right now. There will be no change in that. What that helps fund, obviously, is rebates back to the low and middle income Albertans who currently pay carbon levies. That's about 60% of the families in this province get that carbon levy rebated fully back to them, even more than they expend. We also invest in the energy sector. So things like I was talking about upgrading and refining our products here at home come as a result of having those carbon levy funds collected and to be redeploying them to diversify our economy. We also are improving, you know, phasing out of coal will help all of our health in this province in the future, and the carbon levy helps with all of that as well. So no, there's no reduction or elimination of the carbon levy, as we're doing many things that benefit Albertans, including in Calgary and in Edmonton, the Green Line LRT expansion in Calgary and the Valley Line LRT expansion in Edmonton come directly from those carbon levies. That'll take cars off the road, make it less congested for everybody to drive around, and improve the quality of our environment and less smog.
I want one more thing from you. When the announcement is made by the premier for the election, I want you to come back on the show, give your position, because I think Albertans need to hear what you guys have to say, and we're going to have it against other parties.
Sure.
I think it's very important. And our demographic, people who are transitioning to or living in retirement, have, I think, a different viewpoint, a different concern than the vast majority of the population, as they are, I think they're a special group, and they need to get their voices heard. So I want to bring you back on the show after the actual declaration from the premier.
Well, that would be when the election's called. I'd be more than happy to come back on your show. You know, the most important thing as people get into an older demographic, age demographic, is their concern about health and health care. And as a party, as a government, we are not increasing any costs in that area for individuals. There's no premiums, health care premiums, and there will always be public health care for Albertans who need it, especially those who are seniors.
Great. Thank you for joining us today, Honorable Joe Ceci.
It's my pleasure, Faisal. Take care.
And we're going to have him back on. He said it right after the election announcement. We're going to have him back on to talk about what the NDP party has to talk about. Dave, you know, this was a nice update from him to us. We've had him on last year. We're going to bring him back on after the announcement, whenever Notley decides to make the announcement, somewhere between March and May, she's going to make that announcement. I'm guessing it's going to be at the throne speech, but who knows? We'll find out. Our listeners and our clients have these some concerns, and I think one thing that he mentioned was healthcare. So I'm really interested in finding that out.
Well, and you know, like it or hate it, he's accessible to us, and we'll get it straight from the horse's mouth in terms of what they're doing. And you're right. I think you said it. You said it exactly right. This is it's a unique group, right? There's unique needs that people have in at retirement, right?
Yeah. And this show somewhat of a voice of that. So we can definitely address their concerns and go right to the people who have some political influence on this province. It's going to be great. We are going to be having a seminar talking about what to protect in your retirement, the concerns, healthcare, as Minister Ceci said, is a concern. We're going to talk about how do you protect your healthcare through your retirement, and we're going to have that on February 19th at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Our January session is full, so you need to reserve for February in Oak Ridge, March in Crowfoot. Go to our website to register, morethanmoneyradio.com, or give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. And join us after the break. We're going to talk to you about what's really happening in this market and how to make some money. You listen to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.